It figures that the day I went to a turf expert about mowing and lawn care, it'd be raining.
Well, we needed it, so I guess that's the good thing about it.
Tom Smith is the executive director of the Michigan Turfgrass Foundation. He's got all kinds of recommendations for how to properly prep soil for beginning lawns, but we wanted to limit this story to some simple, practical things we can do with an existing lawn to reduce the impact to the environment.
One of the first things and easiest things you can do is mow high. In fact, I tell most consumers, most residential facilities, mow as high as you can set your mower. Because what that will do is you'll get a better root system, you'll get more shading of that soil, and you'll have far less water loss.
Smith works closely with the Michigan State University Turfgrass Research Program. One of the things they've learned there goes against some of the advice you might have heard in the past about watering. In research that's been going on since 1982, they've let Mother Nature take care of one plot, another gets deep waterings a couple of times a week, and a third gets daily watering, light rates, in the middle of the heat of the day. The plot that looks best year after year, the one that gets light watering daily during the middle of the day. Most of the water evaporates, but it reduces the heat stress on the grass, so it doesn't go dormant and brown. And Smith says it actually uses less water.
In that research, we are able to reduce water use by about half by doing daily watering at light rates in the middle of the day compared to that deep and frequent watering.
Now, there are going to be some people say, look, I don't want to use water in a cosmetic way at all. Is there a grass that doesn't use the kind of water that most grasses we know do?
Yeah, actually, there is one of our grasses that we recommend called turf-type tall fescue. Turf-type tall fescue is our most drought-tolerant grass. In most summers, it will stay green without any supplemental water.
And Smith says before you start spreading fertilizer on your lawn, you should get a soil test to see exactly what you need. It's an $8 to $10 test that can be done by your county extension office, and it's good for about 3 years. If you put fertilizer down without knowing, you're probably adding to the phosphorus and nitrogen pollution problems in the streams and lakes in your area and beyond. Keeping your equipment running well also helps reduce pollution. An oil change in the lawnmower, cleaning the air filter, and sharpening your mower blades all help. Mark Collins maintains the turf plots at Michigan State University's turfgrass program. His crew sharpens their blades every third mowing, but they're probably mowing a lot more than you do.
Probably a homeowner should do it at least once a month. Just keep the blade sharp. That's the biggest thing. Is if it's a sharp blade, then it cuts the grass cleanly and you don't get a frayed edge on the grass blade.
And Collins says a mulching mower is best because it cuts the grass blades into tiny bits that help fertilize the lawn, reducing the need for bagged fertilizer, and it reduces the need for bagging your clippings. And while we're on the topic of mowers, recent years lawnmower manufacturers have been making more efficient, cleaner burning machines, although they've resisted the idea of catalytic converters, which would greatly reduce emissions. At Midwest Power Equipment, John Brown says there's not a lot of consumer pressure to make lawnmowers more environmentally friendly.
Nobody asks about environmentally friendly, or very, very few. Most people want to know about power. They want to know about ease of use. As far as being environmentally friendly, it's probably the last question that comes up.
But if you're interested, Brown says there's a little bit of information on emissions right on the mower.
Yeah, there's a little sticker that's actually on, like in the ones I have on the floor here. It's wrapped around the gas tank. And it says an air index quality, and it's a 1 to 10 scale, 1 being the best, 10 being the worst. So you could look at it, kind of judge for yourself.
So using less water, planting hardy grass, using only the fertilizer you need, keeping your machinery in good working order, and buying the least polluting models all help. But there are other solutions, such as planting more drought-resistant shrubs and trees so there's not as much grass to mow. And if you're really adventurous, you can get a manual reel mower, one with no engine. It just uses the energy you provide by pushing it. For the GLRC, I'm Lester Graham.